Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, August 5th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $1.17 billion. That's how much the singer Rihanna is worth. That's according to Forbes. As such, Rihanna is the second wealthiest female entertainer behind Oprah and the wealthiest female musician in the world. But the majority of Rihanna's wealth hasn't been earned from record sales. In fact, she hasn't released an album since 2016. Instead, it comes from her makeup brand, Fenty Beauty, which she launched in 2017. The makeup brand is run through a joint venture with LVMH, and it was an overnight success. The brand's MO is inclusivity, and it famously caters to people of all skin types. Since launching Fenty Beauty, Rihanna has gone on to launch skincare and lingerie lines under the Fenty brand as well. The next number up is 90%. That's how much of the population may need to be immune to the virus that causes COVID-19 for herd immunity to be achieved. It's a much higher threshold than scientists previously expected. Herd immunity is when a certain percentage of a population must be immune to a pathogen to create broader protection across the community. For measles, for instance, 95% of people must be vaccinated to avoid an outbreak. The goalposts have moved, however, with COVID-19. That's because newer strains of the virus, including the Delta variant, spread more easily. That means more people must already be immune for herd immunity to be possible. The silver lining is that we don't have an accurate amount of just how many people have contracted COVID-19. That's because a significant portion of people who contract the virus are asymptomatic. So as a population, we could be closer to herd immunity than we might realize. Our last number is 100,000. That's how many fewer vehicles General Motors expects to make in North America during the second half of this year. The shortage of semiconductors is to blame. Also known as chips, semiconductors conduct electricity and are a key component for a wide range of electronic products from smartphones to medical equipment and even cars. The pandemic has caused a global chip shortage for months now. Automakers had expected the supply crunch to lessen by the latter half of 2021, but now it's looking like that won't be the case. GM is planning to idle its pickup truck factories next week because of a lack of chips. These are the first major production cuts that GM has made throughout the shortage. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, August 5th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day!